is good. Now, I want to talk to you about something very dear to my heart, which is music. Okay, music's always been a real passion of mine. One of the things I'm really excited to be able to do every week on a Monday is a remix, which is the open mic night that we put on for the young people in Swanage. Just going to move over here. She's good. And at that open mic night, we get to all kinds of different young people come along. Some of them exceptional guitarists, some of them amazing singers, drummers. And we put them into bands and they play songs, half of which are the kind of songs that I was listening to when I was their age. Some of them are ones that you were listening to when you were their age. They don't seem to like any modern music, which is good. But we play all of this stuff, and music's always been wonderful. I started playing the bass when I was at Bible College. It's how I met my wife, Laura, who's watching at home today, actually in the pub, the Royal Oak in Swanage. And actually before that, I was taught to play the trombone, which is a ridiculous instrument, but good fun. I loved music. I loved playing in orchestras. I loved playing in bands. The one thing about music that I've never enjoyed, which is probably why I'm not as good as I should be, is music practice. Oh, apparently, if 10 minutes a day is what it takes to make you exceptional at anything, really. If you practice really hard for 10 minutes a day at anything, you'll be an expert within 10 years. But 10 minutes of music practice a day, playing the trombone, oh, didn't enjoy it. Playing my bass, maybe playing along to songs I like, yeah, but practicing scales, no. Anyone here, parents made them do piano lessons? No, a few? Yeah, practicing scales, oh, it just isn't enjoyable. You need to do it to get good, but it's just the bit of music that is really difficult. But actually, scales are incredible, because actually a musical scale is like the blocks or the bricks that you need in order to build a song or a piece of music. In Western music, there's only 12 notes. Okay, we only have 12 notes in Western music that just repeat, okay, forever, going up in scales. Okay, and they go up by a semitone. So there's only 12 notes in all of Western music, and then you change the pitch. You can have really low versions or really high versions or versions in the middle. But 12 notes isn't a lot, is it? But every song that you've heard in the world is only made up of those 12 notes. In certain other countries, they have like notes that we don't have, because they have like sort of halfway between notes and things, which we can't really hear, but they can. But in Western music, 12 notes. A scale is only 7 of those notes. So you start at the bottom, you go up, and then you end on the first note again. So it's 8 notes in a scale, but it's really only 7 notes. So you've all seen The Sound of Music. Do, re, mi, so, fa, so, la, ti, and then do again. Yeah? Okay? So everyone know what, everyone's up to speed so far. No one's here had piano lessons, but hopefully you're up to speed with the idea of it. Okay? And with those notes, you can move people. Some of the young people who come on a Monday say they love Remix. It's like an oasis, because it allows them to be creative, or it allows them to sing or perform songs which mean something to them. Some of our young people, if they've had a breakup, they go to a certain playlist on Spotify. Or if they've, you know, passed their driving lesson, then they go to another playlist. Their whole life has got a background track, like a movie of songs that they play, depending on how they're feeling, or if they want to change how they're feeling. If I'm miserable and I want to be happy, I listen to these songs. If I'm miserable and I want to be miserable, I listen to these songs. Okay? You know, it's just mapped out for them. But I want to show you, or play you a video. This is an Israeli-Canadian musician who is absolutely wonderful on the piano. And I reached out to him on YouTube, and he said we had permission to play this morning. This is him playing a piece by Bach. It's his Prelude 1 in C major from the Well-Tempered Clavier. You might know the song, but we're just going to play it and listen to it now. And this is in the C major scale. Thank you. Did that move you, Leo? Did you like it?
Pretty amusing.
Pretty amusing, yeah. Did that make people feel something? And Bach, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, the greats, they all use these 12 notes in various combinations. It's like painting with sound. They're like notes, scales are the colours with which these people create their masterpieces. Okay, beautiful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you that actually with that scale, the C major scale, hidden within it is the most important message that mankind has ever heard. And it wasn't that piece of music there. Okay, so do we want it on the bass or do you want it on the... So we'll try it on the bass first. Could you play me a C major scale, Adam? Okay, did you hear it? But did you hear the message? No. Okay, Adam, could you just try it? Could you try it again an octave up? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
But did you hear the message? Did you hear something really important in that? No. Right, maybe it's because it's on the bass. Okay, Doug, could you try it on the piano? It's a much more evocative instrument, the piano. I play bass, but sorry, Adam, I play bass and I know my place as well. It's okay. We're at the bottom. Okay. Did you hear it? You heard the music, but did you hear the message? No. Ah, there's something wrong. What could it be? I think I know what the problem is. And it's not that they need to play it at the same time, but we'll probably do that as a minute for fun. The problem is we're playing it the wrong way round. We need to play it backwards. Okay? Not like those records you used to take home that your parents got worried about. We need to play this piece of music backwards because maybe the message is hidden in it the other way round. So could we do the scale descending instead? So just play C major scale backwards. Did you hear it? Sorry? Sounded like church bells. That's just the voice he's using. Okay, Adam and Doug, maybe if you play it at the same time, play it, just play it backwards. Okay? Can you hear it? Oh, dear. Right. Still sounds like church bells, which, yeah, okay, maybe, but it's not the most important message you've ever heard, has it? Okay. Right. I think the problem is we're putting the emphasis in all wrong. The notes are there. It's in the right order, but we need to change the language of how we're playing these. So if we put some pauses in or some longer notes, that might make a bit of a difference. So Doug, I have. I want you to pause on the first note, the second note, the fourth, sixth, seventh, and eighth note, okay? On the C major scale. Okay? Yeah? Okay, right, so play it for me. Did you hear it? Okay. And just so Adam doesn't feel left out, do you want to go as well? Yeah, go on then. Okay, and what does that message say? It says, joy to the world, the Lord is come, the Lord has come, definitely, present participle, it's exciting stuff. The greatest message that mankind has ever heard is that message, that God has come. That God isn't a far-off creator who made the world like a watch and wound it up and just left it to see what happened. That he's not actually just angry with us in the way that we use this world and use other people and the things we do wrong. And he's just in heaven cross with us. But actually, God made us. He knows us. He loves us. He sees the heartache. He sees the destruction. He sees the good. He sees the bad. And he came into it to make a difference to it. Now, sometimes with Christmas, it's a bit like a scale. This is the other problem sometimes we have at Remix, is sometimes we have musicians who are very, very good. They're excellent at learning things by heart and playing the dots, but you try and put them in a band with someone else, and they don't know what to do. The pianist is used to speeding up and slowing down as much as they like, and all of a sudden they have to follow a drummer. Okay, sometimes the scale is wonderful, but people can be trapped in this scale, and that's a bit like Christmas. We know the story. Wise men came to find him. An angel visited a baby. Shepherds came down from the hill. A baby was born in a manger. I know the Christmas story. Some of you know it so well, you know it front ways and you know it back ways. We've had a wonderful group of children come round who've heard it, haven't they? And the Christmas message is wonderful because it is God has come down to us. We sang it last song. We are no longer lost because he has come down to us. Our church is named after that thing, Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus left heaven to be born, to live with us, to be like us, to go through all that we go through, but not just as like a field exposition, but to make a difference. If we leave Christmas with a baby in a manger, then we miss out on what Christmas is actually about, which is what follows it. Christmas is a wonderful time of year to remember God loves each of us so much that Jesus left heaven to come and be with us. But not just to stay as a baby, to be brought out once a year and then put away and not thought about. The baby grew up. Jesus grew up to save us. He said he came to look for people who are lost and find them. To rescue people who are in trouble, to set free people who were captives. It's a bit of a strange image, isn't it? A Christmas tree next to a cross. But isn't that the message in its wholeness? Jesus came with a mission. And Christmas is wonderful because it shows us how much God loved us. But Easter is incredible because it shows us how much that love cost. Christmas is the start. Easter was the end. Some of us, we've heard this message lots and we're thinking, amen, I'm with it. Some of us have heard this message lots and we think, well, it's lovely, we have Christmas, but we put it away. I'll have the Jesus thing once or twice a year. But that isn't the greatest message ever told. That isn't the most important piece of music ever written. It's that joy to the world, the Lord has come. And we're going to sing this song now. As a church family, and maybe as a way of saying thank you to Jesus for what he's done. Maybe as a way of saying, actually, I want to be part of this. I don't want to put the baby away this year. I want Jesus to be part of my life moving forwards. But we're going to sing